I'm sorry, I gotta pause for a second. I need to yell at my dog. Henry, no, 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 no.
Chances this ends up in the pod, 1,000%.
All of this no. enamel.
Henry, sit down. Sit. No. I didn't know where the mute button was, so I...
Nah, don't worry about it. So even though last year's pool was marred by controversy from the opening game, demonstrably poor leadership from the commissioner, Elliot Friedman, and fraudulent winners, we have decided once again to play the in-season cup. Now, this is a pool that harkens back to Elliot's younger days of high school when his life was full of optimism and opportunity, unlike his life now where those two nouns are not even nodding acquaintances. We have two new players this season, so let's meet them. Please welcome from Campbell River, BC, a longtime ringside host for Sportsnet and HockeyNet in Canada, Kyle Bukauskas. Kyle, thanks so much for joining us this season.
Thank you very much for having me. I'm nervous but excited, and if David can win, then so can I.
Anyone can. Yes.
Don't be nervous. Put your head back. Here comes the drill. Don't worry. And also, she's an Olympic champion defender. She's a world champion, a member of the PWHPA. She is Erin Ambrose, number 23, and she's joining us this year for the in-season cup. Hello, Erin Ambrose.
Hello, Jeffrey Merrick and the rest of the boys. I would just like to say I might be number 23 on the ice, but I plan on being number one. In the pool this year.
Wow. I like it. And I like the cockiness in advance. And in advance to this, we'd like to thank Mr. Cassidy's math class in Oakville, Ontario. That class will once again be handling the daily updates. They did such a great job last season. We begged and begged and begged for them to come back. And they relented and said, sure, at In-Season Cup on Twitter to follow along. Elliot, to you and the rules.
First of all, Jeff, that was an impressive rip job in the introduction, and as much as it pains me to admit, somewhat deserved. If I butchered one thing about the pool last year, it was Carolyn getting about 20 extra days
weeks.
With the cup.
2 weeks!
With the Rangers over one of those breaks. So yes, I deserve some of that. Now, basically there are two prizes. The first prize is for most combined days with the cup for your eight teams. So the person whose eight teams combine for the most days with the cup wins half the pot. And the second prize is for which team owns the Stanley Cup at the end of the regular season. And this year there is a unique twist because the Stanley Cup champion almost always hosts on opening night. This year, because of, I think, a concert, the Avalanche aren't playing the first night. So whoever drafts Colorado gets one extra day because they get a point for holding the cup on the opening night of the season. They don't play until day two. So those are the rules. Amal, do you want us to get started?
You guys submitted songs. Each of you submitted me your favorite song at this very moment.
Yeah.
And this will decide the draft order. Snake draft, very simple. Let's kick it off.
Yes!
The Arkells.
That's a win.
The Arkells. Erin Ambrose, you have first pick.
Okay.
Wow.
Second pick.
Who's going second? Oh, yeah. Peaches on Regalia by Frank Zappa. By the way, just as a quick aside, knowing that we were going to hear this on the podcast today, I called Ray Castoldi today. Ray Castoldi is a longtime organist at Madison Square Garden. One of the first things I ever noticed about Castoldi is that he plays this song at Rangers games. He's a longtime Frank Zappa fan, saw him a number of times before he passed away. And he's also, for anyone who listens to this podcast and loves Zappa, he's working in now a version of Cosmic Debris, the great Zappa standard, that transitions into Let's Go Rangers. So look at that, Elliot. I'm actually doing show prep for our in-season cup, talking to Ray the great Ray Castoldi today.
I don't even know what to say to that, really. I really don't.
Let's see what your song is and see if you talk to anyone that's performed it.
I did not. I did not, no.
If we even hear it, right?
If we even, that's right, we'll see.
That's right, if it even gets there.
Oh, that's my tune. A little Way Less Sad by AJR. And suddenly, yeah, not so sad picking third. I'm okay with this.
And last but not least with...
Oh, yeah, least. Oh, yeah, least.
You
Back to the 90s. Pet Shop Boys, always on my mind. I was listening to it when Alma called, so that got to be my song. Evidently, terrible luck.
Yeah, you'll be picking fourth. Sorry about that. So Ambrose, Merrick, Bukowskis, Friedman. That's the order, and it's a snake draft, so let's have at it.
All right, Aaron, you've got the first pick.
Tough choice, Colorado Avalanche.
Okay.
And an extra day with the cup. So Aaron will start with one.
That's why I'm doing it.
Okay, so I'm going to go to the East, though. I'm going to go to the Tampa Bay Lightning.
I will go with the New York Rangers.
First Metro team is gone. Friedman.
All right, my first of two picks. My first pick is going to be a strategic pick. So the Colorado Avalanche open at home, raising the banner against Chicago on Wednesday.
You are taking the Hawks?
No. But on Thursday, they go to Calgary for a road game and the Flames home opener. So I'm taking a rested Calgary Flames against Colorado and the emotion of the night before. So the Flames will be my first pick.
Okay.
Elliot, I'm so mad at you. I looked at the schedule and they were going to be my next pick.
Well, you know what, Aaron? This won't be the last time you're ever angry at me. That's number one. And
you're not wrong.
Or disappointed in Elliot. That happens a lot too.
That's right. Disappointment more than anger, I would say, is true. And B, that is also the most preparation I've ever done for this draft. My second pick, I'm going to take the Minnesota Wild.
Oh, I did well with them last year. They can go on rips. All right, Bukowskis, over to you.
All right, I'm sticking in the Metro, a proud Campbell Riverite, so I'm taking Rod Brind'Amour's Carolina Hurricanes.
All right, a very solid pick. I will go to my second pick in the Atlantic. I know I need to spread it out here, but I'm going to go with the Toronto Maple Leafs.
Why'd you have to do that to me, Jeff?
You got two.
All right. I'm going to go back and I'm going to take it back from Elliot the next night when the Edmonton Oilers beat the Calgary Flames.
Controversy. You got one more.
Oh, yeah. Snake draft.
If it makes it feel any better, Aaron, I was going to take Edmonton next. So
good. So I just got you back.
You just got me back. That's right.
Okay. Now, this is difficult because I probably should have written down the teams that have been picked. Did we have a Tampa Bay already?
Tampa's gone. That was my first.
Okay. Then that'll be...
How stupid do you think we are? It's the ninth pick. Like, of course Tampa's going to be gone.
Elliot and Jeff, so two dumb and dumber. Kyle, I don't know you well enough to call you dumb or stupid, so you get a free pass.
I'm one of those two.
Now I'm going to go with Florida Panthers.
All right. Cats are gone. And it comes back to me. Okay, I got to mix it up. I got to head elsewhere. I am going to go with... Los Angeles Kings in the Pacific.
All right. I will take the St. Louis Blues.
That's who I was going to take next. You can't take them.
Sorry, not sorry.
I'm going to take the Dallas Stars and I'm going to take the Boston Bruins because I think they're going to finish the year strong when everyone gets healthy.
So that's when you'll make your comeback is what you're saying.
Yes. I'll be crushed early and then I'll start making my late surge.
Okay. Given that the band stayed together over the summer, I will take Crosby and the Penguins.
I like you, Kyle.
I like you too, Aaron.
Jeff and I, we don't like each other.
Yeah. No.
You two guys, I'm not so sure about.
Done with our act. Okay, you know what? What are these seasons and why not this season? The New Jersey Devils are finally going to pop. Do they have the netminder?
Oh.
They're crossing their fingers. I'll take the Devils.
You're rolling the dice and it's not going to go well.
We'll see. They got goalies now.
I will take the... It's going to be so bad because I'm probably going to say teams again that have been taken. Minnesota Wild.
Elliot.
Long gone.
Darn it.
Try the Minnesota North Stars. See if they're available.
Well, maybe I can get them. You know what? How about the Islanders?
They are available and they are yours. They are yours and you got one more pick.
The Jets get taken?
Not yet.
I'm taking them.
Jets are gone.
We're at the halfway point.
Oh, goodness. Half the teams are still available?
Mm-hmm. I'm going to go with Nashville.
I knew you would take them.
Yeah, it's, they can't last this long.
They were good for me last year.
Hang on. By the way, just as an aside, Elliot, you know who was good for me last year? This is what I wanted to bring up on the podcast this year. You know who was good for me? Every single team, which is why I thought I should have won this thing, because every single team that I had had the in-season cup at one point. In all your years of doing this, has that ever happened?
No, it has not. But in all my years of doing this, no one has ever whined so long as you have about last season.
It still burns me. I should have won the whole thing just based on that.
All right. Merrick, if you're taking Nashville,
yeah, man.
I will dip my toes into the Canadian content waters and go with the Vancouver Canucks.
Okay. E. Friedman.
So I really wanted the opportunity to take Ottawa before Kyle, because my whole goal this year is for one Senators player to look at Kyle and say, how come you didn't take us in this pool? I really hope that happens. So I'm taking the Senators.
Oh my gosh.
If that is going to happen, who's the player going to be? My vote is for Brady Tkachuk.
Well, I think he would be the obvious one.
Yeah.
But there might be a sneaky one, like maybe a sneaky Thomas Chabot.
Chabot could be one, like Austin Watson.
Oh, yes. He would do it. That's a good one.
And the other team I'm going to take, and I wanted to take a bit of a shot with this one too, so I'm taking Columbus.
Ooh.
Kyle Bukauskas.
I'm very East heavy here, but I'll go with the Washington Capitals.
No!
That's okay.
There goes the goodwill I had built up with Aaron. It's gone.
Okay, you still have better hair than Elliot does.
I think that's really debatable. Really debatable.
That's right. Well, hold on. I have the T-shirt, though.
That's right.
That tells me I get the influence from you, Elliot.
I can't believe they're lasting this long. They may end up winning their division. I'll take the Vegas Golden Knights. Who's their goalie, by the way?
Logan Thompson.
Do they have a goalie? Who's a goalie? Who's playing net for them?
He just signed a big deal. Get with it, Insider.
Ambrose, you got two.
I will go with the Ducks and the cover boy, Trevor Zegras.
Yep.
And the Blue Blanquet Rouge still available?
Yes.
Yes.
That kills me and I really don't want to do it, but I will.
She's taking the Habs. Okay. I'm down to two. I'm going to go with Detroit Red Wings. Kyle?
Okay. If you're taking the Wings, you know what? Then I'll take the Buffalo Sabres.
Oh, yeah. Buffalo and Detroit are our two next teams.
Atlantic is totally done. No Eastern bias here at all. All the Atlantic teams are done.
That's right.
There's one team left in the East.
I'm taking San Jose.
Mm-hmm.
You don't seem very happy about that.
There's some tough teams here, and I'm taking Seattle.
The power of Matty Beniers. Okay, Kyle, back to you.
This is my last pick.
Yeah.
Wow. All right, give me the Flyers.
Taking Torts' team.
Yep.
Jeez, look what's left. Two teams, Exhibit A and Exhibit B in the Connor Bedard sweepstakes. Aaron, I'm giving you the Chicago Blackhawks. I'll take the Arizona Coyotes. I'll take the Coyotes.
They're going to get a lot of home wins, I think.
I define a lot.
Seven.
Okay. That might be considered a lot for the Arizona Coyotes. All right, so let's do teams then. So Aaron, you've written all your teams down. What do you got? What's Team Ambrose?
No, I have not written any of my things. You did not tell me I needed to do anything in this other than say names.
Oh my goodness. Has anyone written down Aaron's team?
I have them.
Okay.
Thanks, Kyle. See? He likes me better.
Yes. So I'll start with Aaron's team first. She started Colorado, Edmonton, Florida, Islanders, the Jets, the Ducks, the Canadiens, and the Blackhawks. My team, the Rangers, the Hurricanes, the Blues, the Penguins, the Canucks, the Capitals, the Sabres, and the Flyers.
All right, I've got Tampa, I've got Toronto, I've got LA, New Jersey, Nashville, Vegas, Detroit, Arizona, There's no point in hearing Elliot's team because that one will be the winner.
I like the way you think. I've got Calgary, Minnesota, Dallas, Boston, Ottawa, Columbus, San Jose, and Seattle.
And again, two ways to win. Let's go over the rules again really quick, Commissioner Friedman, so there's no confusion.
So two ways to win. The first is most cumulative days with the cup by your teams. Aaron starts with the advantage because Colorado will get credit for day one victory, even though they don't play. So the most combined wins by your eight teams splits with the team that has the cup at the end, the final day of the regular season.
Okay, before we wrap things up here, Aaron, as the lone athlete here on the show today, as the lone gold medalist here on the show today, anything you want to plug, anything you want to promote, the floor is yours.
Well, I would like to see if we want to put a little friendly wager on line.
Oh, yeah.
My offer is we can decide on the money, but winner gets to choose a charity of their choice for donation.
Mm-hmm.
And then we can decide that off air what we would like to put forward. But remember, I'm a female hockey player, so I don't make as much as you guys in the big business. So let's just keep that in consideration.
You do realize that Kyle's favorite charity is George Costanza's Human Fund, right?
That's right.
I was going to say that we also, women's hockey can sometimes be a nice little plug for some charity donations. So the Aaron Ambrose salary fund is also open.
The Aaron Ambrose benevolent fund. Well, how about a side bet then, Aaron, just you and me? Here's what I'm proposing.
I'm in.
My defenseman of the year award from 3 years ago in men's league hockey against your Olympic gold medal.
Or you could do defenseman of the year award in WHL 3 years ago.
Oh yeah. Don't worry. I can't big dog your resume. Don't worry. I'm not even going to try. We could take side bets offline and then announce them online as well. That could be a lot of fun. That would be excellent. Anything else, Kyle? Anything from you before we wrap up?
Nope, but just a reminder, the Human Fund, money for people. Let's keep that in mind.
That's right, money for people.
Fried, you want a final thought on this one?
I'm taking them both this year.
Not a chance.
Okay, but hold on, the combined days, that's really the winner. Does that not carry a little more weight?
It does.
Like the Jennings Trophy is nice, but you know, if you want the Vezina.
I get all of this, but let's just throw another thing on the table here because it did happen last year. I can't remember who did it, but someone in the pool.
You are had his, such a baby.
I'm not saying, listen, give this baby his bottle. I'm not saying that it was me, but I'm also not saying that it was me. How do you guys feel about having an automatic stop to the pool? Like if every single team on someone's list gets the cup, the pool is automatically over. That person automatically wins.
No.
Doesn't that just end the fun of it? Because couldn't you?
No, it's fun, which would have been a lot more fun for me.
Funner?
Last
funner,
year. Man. Yeah, it would have been funner for me.
Funner.
No, not a chance because I could still come back and have the most days.
What's the hardest thing to do in this pool? Have every single team
listen
win the cup.
Listen to you complain about it. That's the hardest thing about this pool.
What did I get myself into?
Seriously.
Listen, I'm just raising something here that's rare, right? This is one of the rarest creatures in the land. Someone whose team touches...
You said you did it last year.
Yeah, well, work with me here, Kyle. I'm feeling good about myself. I think I can do it 2 years in a row. What a remarkable feat that would be. Is there any... do we have any concert for this one? Anyone interested in having this as a side rule? If all of your teams touch the cup, it's over.
No, you know what? I'm willing to consider a small donation to you if it happens again, but not sure. You can still have somebody win it on the last day.
I hope all of your teams spend time with the cup, Elliot, and you don't win either time spent with cup or the final day. That's what I hope you're me next year, this year.
You know what? I can guarantee to you, if I am you, I won't complain about it for 6 months.
Who on this call believes that? Not me.
I do.
Not a chance. All right, everybody, best of luck to all. And by that, I mean me. Thanks so much for playing. But I just want you all to know, Aaron, Kyle, Elliot, you're all playing for second place. Thanks for joining us on the special edition, the in-season cup edition of 32 Thoughts, the podcast.
And play along at home.
And again, to follow along at home, follow online, Twitter, @ in-season cup.
Join us. Jeff's thing about every team touching the cup is pretty impressive, but I think ending the whole thing is a little ridiculous. But there should be some sort of award.
There should have been, going back to last year, some special dispensation for my miraculous achievement.
Like you get an extra day if all your teams touch the cup or something like that. Commissioner?
Fine. Like I'm okay with that.
Jeff, is that okay? One extra day?
I should get 5 bonus days to carry over into this season.
No, you're not getting it.
Oh my God.
What a baby you are. Just a gigantic baby.